The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show started in 2009 by Rob and Lucinda, and it is still currently going on really strong. If you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise any brand or product that you have, or get your music played, you can contact us at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And thanks again for your continued support. We do appreciate it.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. We got my main man in the building, and without further ado, we're going to bring him on in. What's up, my main man?
Thanks for having me on this.
Hey, we very honored to have you, man. So let's get right to it. How long you been doing that good work you do?
So so for the Postal Service, I've been writing since 2019. But my interest in writing, man, it started back, man, I can't even remember when I was just a kid. And I started writing professionally in 2011, shortly after getting my degree in journalism at the University of Wyoming. And ever since then, I've just been writing stories just about people who interest me.
Hey, hey, that sounds like a winner, brother, you know. So I'm going to get right at you on this right here. How was it writing that story on legendary Papa Snoop, Snoop Dogg's father? How was that story when you that story?
So I'm going to just completely honest, man. That was one of the best stories I've written in my entire writing career. And it's because Vernell, he was a more interesting interview than I could have ever hoped for. So when I first heard that Vernell, Snoop Dogg's dad, was worked for the Postal Service, that was a great premise for a story in itself. But when I actually sat down and spoke with Vernell, Papa Snoop, like that interview just blew me away. He's a very interesting person. I think the most interesting thing about him was, you know, his when we spoke about his time in Vietnam. I've interviewed a lot of Vietnam veterans before, but he was very honest with me about his time in Vietnam, and it was very interesting to hear those stories. And it was also very interesting to just hear the humble beginnings of his career. And also Snoop Dogg's career and how, you know, and their relationship and how that built over time. Very interesting interview, very interesting guy.
Hey, we appreciate that, you know, and like I said, Zach, we just wanted you on the radio show, man, to publicly thank you for doing that, man. And, you know, thank our homegirl Sharon Postmaster for bringing that to you. So we just wanted to show you and Sharon and everybody some love, man, for even
It was my pleasure. Yeah, it was my pleasure. It was a great story. You kind of stole my shout. I wanted to give Sharon a shout out too. Sharon, you were great to work with, and I'm glad I met you through this process. And I also want to give a shout out to my man, James Boxred. He was a mentor to me in the Postal Service, and I just want to give James Boxred a shout out.
All right, my main man. And hey, man, much love to you, man. We appreciate you stopping by. You keep up all that good work you're doing, man. And we send love to your family and the whole postal workers, man, around the world, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a good one.
All right, peace.